In the shadowy corners of finance exists a legend few outsiders truly understand. While Warren Buffett and George Soros bask in the spotlight, Jim Simons quietly built the most successful hedge fund in history, Medallion Fund, with its mind-boggling 66% annual return since 1988. What makes this achievement even more remarkable? Simons wasn't a finance insider, but a mathematician who approached markets as complex puzzles waiting to be solved. His secretive firm, Renaissance Technologies, transformed Wall Street by proving that sophisticated mathematical models could consistently outperform human intuition. Former employees have become billionaires themselves, bound by ironclad confidentiality agreements even years after departure. Beyond reshaping finance, Simons' quantitative revolution has influenced scientific research, education, and even American politics through his colleagues' controversial activities. How did a mathematician with no formal financial training revolutionize an entire industry? In 1952, young Jimmy Simons swept floors at a garden supply store while lost in mathematical daydreams. His talents emerged early. At just 3, he performed calculations that astonished adults. His father, Matty, gave him crucial advice: pursue what you love rather than chase money. At MIT, Simons became captivated by mathematics' elegant truths, motivated by solving complex problems rather than financial gain. This pursuit of intellectual challenges would ironically lead to his extraordinary fortune. In 1964, Simons joined an intelligence group at the Institute for Defense Analysis, where Cold War code-breaking expanded his mathematical horizons. The environment valued brain power over specific backgrounds, a philosophy he later applied at Renaissance. During this period, Simons first contemplated electronic stock trading, a revolutionary concept then. Though initial plans faced funding obstacles, the seeds were planted for his mathematical approach to markets. His investment hallmark became questioning conventional wisdom, testing it, and taking the road less traveled. Summer 1978 marked Simons' pivot from academia to finance with Monometrics. His revolutionary approach treated financial markets as chaotic systems that could be decoded through mathematical models. Rather than understanding why prices moved, Simons focused solely on exploiting these movements for profit. His team analyzed statistical patterns in price data instead of economic fundamentals. With colleagues from his code-breaking days, Simons applied hidden Markov models, mathematical systems designed to predict sequences when underlying causes remain hidden, to forecast market states. Leonard Baum approached markets as intellectual challenges like chess, developing models to identify currency trends others couldn't see. Simons established LIMROY, a hedge fund named after classical literature, to formalize their operation. The fund leveraged offshore assets and attracted investors by presenting historical market gains. What made Simons' approach revolutionary wasn't just using mathematics, it was trusting patterns even when they defied conventional explanation. While traditional investors needed stories to justify decisions, Simons and his team followed the data, creating a trading system free from emotional biases. The journey to creating the world's most successful hedge fund was far from smooth. James Axe, a volatile Fields Medal winner known for the Axe Cochin-Theorin, joined Simons despite reservations. Burned out by academia, he was drawn to the ultimate puzzle of financial markets through mathematical analysis. Sandor Strauss provided a crucial breakthrough by focusing on data quality. While others pursued complex algorithms, Strauss recognized that even brilliant models would fail with faulty inputs. His meticulous data collection built a comprehensive database that became the foundation for their trading models. In 1989, Axe and Strauss formed Axcom Limited in California. Working with limited resources, they achieved breakthrough success using kernel methods, techniques similar to early machine learning, which revealed patterns invisible to conventional analysis. Renaissance's distinction wasn't just its brilliant individuals, but their collaborative approach. While Wall Street typically rewarded ego and individual achievement, Simons created an environment where scientists from diverse fields combined insights, building systems more powerful than any individual could create alone. Renaissance's approach merged centuries of market pattern analysis with rigorous statistical testing and unprecedented computing power. Unlike technical traders dependent on visual charts, Renaissance applied advanced mathematics to uncover subtle statistical relationships in market data. Their statistical arbitrage strategies remained profitable across all market conditions, surpassing simple trend-following approaches. The quant movement gained momentum in the 1990s. At Morgan Stanley, David Shaw and Robert Frey developed techniques ranking stocks by recent performance. Despite achieving 20% annual returns, they encountered resistance to their computer-driven methods. Frey later established Kepler Financial Management with Simons' backing, while Shaw founded D.E. Shaw with substantial funding, recruiting diverse talent and investing heavily in computing infrastructure. Renaissance's true advantage lay not just in mathematical sophistication, but in embracing counterintuitive findings. While others dismissed unexplainable patterns, Simons' team followed the data religiously. When testing confirmed a pattern's statistical significance, even when it defied intuition, they incorporated it into their trading model, gaining an edge over conventional thinkers. By 1990, Simons had developed unwavering faith in his trading model, recognizing emotional interference as dangerous. He committed to never overriding the model, viewing it as an objective observer that could profit from human error in markets. Renaissance's team exploited predictable human responses during market stress. By identifying patterns in trader reactions, they positioned themselves to profit from behavioral tendencies, essentially capitalizing on cognitive biases before behavioral economists fully documented them. Medallion refined a three-step process by 1997, identifying statistically significant pricing anomalies, testing them rigorously, and incorporating successful signals into their model, constantly evolving with the markets. Simons created an idyllic office environment with lush surroundings to foster creativity and collaboration. The space featured intense personalities, including unicycle-riding Peter Brown and IBM additions who advanced computational finance. As competition intensified, Simons maintained strict secrecy around Renaissance's techniques. The 1998 collapse of long-term capital management reinforced cautious model reliance and taught crucial risk management lessons. What truly distinguished Renaissance wasn't just mathematical brilliance, but humility before data. While other quants built models based on elegant theories about how markets should work, Simons's team built models based on how markets actually behaved, messy, irrational, and filled with exploitable patterns. Jim Simons's impact extends far beyond finance. At 81, he remained driven by understanding autism and exploring the universe's origins. His foundation advanced autism research toward clinical trials, while his $40 million donation to UC San Diego funded research to capture the cosmos's earliest stirrings. The Medallion Fund achieved an average net return of 39.1%, generating $104.5 billion in profits from 1988 to 2018, surpassing both Buffett and Soros. More significantly, a mathematician with no formal financial training revolutionized an industry by approaching markets as complex systems requiring rigorous analysis. Simons proved the scientific method could triumph over intuition in financial markets. His approach, hiring scientific minds rather than financial experts, relying on data instead of hunches, and maintaining discipline and following quantitative models, created a new paradigm for understanding market behavior. Most remarkably, Simons maintained his intellectual curiosity and commitment to pure scientific research throughout his success. For the man who solved the market, money was never the ultimate goal, but a byproduct of solving an elegant puzzle.